Today, they're smiling, popping corks even. Farmers Christy and Keith Kistler pour samples of their hard cider and fruit liqueurs. We're in the tasting room of the new cidery on their small organic farm. But rewind to 4 years ago, the Kistlers had hit a rough patch and needed to borrow money. Christy remembers she didn't even bother to apply at a bank.
Oh, we didn't have the income or the assets or the confidence, perhaps, even to approach a bank at that time.
Enter a wealthy techie from the software business who they barely knew. Steve Moore retired to nearby Port Townsend, Washington.
I started thinking about, well, where else could I get some kind of a reasonable rate of return that where return can actually be defined more fully than just how much money did I make?
This notion of an angel investor seemed just that to us. It seemed miraculous.
The two parties were introduced by a mutual acquaintance. They sat down at the farmhouse's kitchen table and negotiated the terms of a $205,000 private loan.
This isn't charity. I'm not giving them money. I'm not. It's not about a tax deduction or whatever.
Lender Steve Moore charged no interest, but instead received a minority share of the new cidery business.
I'm actually getting return in full of what I originally put forward, plus a participation in the cidery, plus consumables as dividends.
Like cider and blueberries.
I did pretty well.
And we love writing the check to folks whose names we know and whose faces we see on our farm.
Moore is one of the founding members of a group dubbed the Local Investing Opportunities Network, or LION. He says the well-to-do members have various reasons for joining.
They wanted out of Wall Street. They wanted to diversify. They just wanted to help strengthen the community fabric.
Moore says the group is fielding lots of calls for how to copy their local investing clearinghouse model. The Port Townsend investors screen money requests together, but it's up to each individual to decide to enter a transaction. Retired pediatrician Case Kolf also invested in the Kistler's Finn River Farm. In addition, he's loaned money to and taken an equity stake in a local artisan cheesemaker, the Port Townsend Creamery. Kolf says he gets some unusual dividends.
Those of us who have invested get 7% return per year in cheese, and we get a cheese card. And I can show you my cheese card right here.
For any financial advisors listening out there, Kolf says his local farm and small business loans total about 10% of his retirement portfolio. Here's why many financial planners would be concerned. Kolf says most of the loans are unsecured, meaning there's no collateral. The equity investments are long-term and illiquid, meaning you can't pull the money out quickly. There's also no regulatory oversight because these are all private transactions. Mark Bowman is a senior loan officer with the commercial lender Enterprise Cascadia. He says the private loans involve more risk than a traditional bank would take on.
Having local investors like the Lion Group is very complementary to the lending we do. It even fills gaps of higher-risk lending that we can't.
Nationally, there's a new nonprofit to promote investing in local food and farms. You've heard of Slow Food? This is called Slow Money. The group has a Northwest Regional chapter, which held its first investor pitch session last month. In Bellingham, too, the Community Food Co-op has started a farm investing fund. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend, Washington.